destroying the media lies and dismantling the narratives, one story at a time. It's the Adrian Slade Show Quick Rant. Follow on Twitter, twitter.com/rantsoutloud. Read the blog at adriansladeshow.com and get the free Adrian Slade Show Roku channel in the streaming store.
There's a video being shown that isn't quite what it seems, and it caught me by surprise. And so I kind of, when you get the full context of it, you'll get why we're being snowballed by this video, but it has nefarious reasons why it's being put out. Now listen to this video that was compiled, I think it's by Deadspin. It was shown on John Oliver's HBO fake news show, and it's by a bunch of local TV news affiliates. Just listen to this.
Nika Headley.
And I'm Ryan Wolf.
Our greatest responsibility is to serve our Treasure Valley communities. The El Paso, Las Cruces communities. Eastern Iowa communities.
Mid-Michigan communities.
We are extremely proud of the quality, balanced journalism that CBS 4 News produces.
But
we are concerned about trouble and trying to be responsible. One-sided news stories plaguing our country.
The sharing of biased and false news has become all too common on social media. More alarming, some media outlets publish the same fake stories without checking facts first.
The sharing of biased and
false news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media outlets publish the same fake stories without checking facts first.
Unfortunately, some members of the media use their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda to control exactly what people think.
And this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
Wow. Listen to that. They all said the same exact thing. It's almost like somebody had a gun to their head and said, hey, you guys, say this. I mean, it's amazing. You know what? That is what one calls an editorial. Say it with me now. Editorial. You know, the interesting thing about it is these are all affiliates owned by a company called Sinclair. And you've probably seen this being bandied about all over social media. You know, like I said, I think it was made by Deadspin. It was shown on John Oliver's show. And it's been even shown on Twitter, Facebook. It's being used to demonize Sinclair Communications, or Sinclair Broadcasting, I think is the true name. And the reason why they're doing this is because Sinclair is actually in talks to buy Tribune. And if they do this, they become the largest company to own local news affiliates. Now, what that does is that makes Sinclair Broadcasting the largest local news affiliate company that is conservative. Now, I don't know anything about the company. I don't even know much about them to even support them. But that scares the progressive leftist industrial media complex. So Saul Alinsky tactics kick in. You've got to isolate. You got to demonize them. And you got to discredit them. And so that's what they did. So they took the fact that these people were told to say the same thing, and they've actually made it into this issue where they were saying, oh, look, these reporters, they were told to say the same thing. It was, you know, they're held against their will. I can't believe they were forced to say the same thing. In fact, they had a producer who resigned. And there was a story about this in Daily Caller, Sinclair producer who resigned to protest the obvious bias. Well, he turned out to be a left-wing activist, a producer for a Sinclair-owned TV station who resigned in protest of the company's obvious bias isn't quite the unbiased journalist CNN portrayed him to be. KHGI TV producer Justin Simmons resigned following a Sinclair promotion that warned against fake news and national media outlets practicing dishonest journalism. The promo, which was widely condemned among liberal journalists, was almost forcing local news anchors to lie to their viewers, Simmons told the CNN reporter Brian Stelter. That's a bastion of unbiased journalism there. CNN's coverage portrayed Simmons' resignation as part of a broader clash between apolitical local journalists and conservative-leaning Sinclair executives. What CNN's coverage didn't note was that Simmons is a proud left-wing activist. Simmons tweeted in April of 2016 about taking part in his protest against Speaker of the House Paul Ryan, which left-wing political group Democracy Spring organized. Quote, when we took over Speaker Ryan's podium protesting hashtag get money out at Dem Spring protest, wrote Simmons, linking to a video from the protest. Simmons also organized a Black Lives Matter protest in May of 2016 and took media interviews in his role as a liberal activist. Quote, Nebraska isn't going to stand for the systemic racism that we have in our country and in our police force. So they're trying to protest the fact that, oh, well, you know, these executives were holding a gun to our head and making us say this stuff. No, that's not the case. This was an editorial. Sinclair owns all of these affiliates. Back in the day, before there was, I think it was the Telecommunications Act of 1994, 1995, I can't remember which. It was basically something that was buried within some of the new internet regulations that Bill Clinton passed. I did a lot of studies on this, did some reports on it. Basically what it was there used to be a provision where you could only own as a company there was like a cap as to how many local television or TV stations or what have you. You can only own a certain number in a market. And with that being the case, if there was something that you wanted to put out as a message, you actually had the general manager would make the statement. Well, when they did that, when they got rid of that through the Telecommunications Act of, I can't remember which year, it allowed bigger companies to come through like Clear Channel Communications and what have you, and Sinclair to buy up on a nationwide level as many as they wish. So they could do something to this level and they can come through and say, hey, I want to put a statement out and I want all of my affiliates to read it. And that's what this is. In fact, there is a portion that they did not add, which is amazing to me because this brilliant Deadspin editor who spent the time taking multitude of videos of tons of affiliates, tons of promos, stacking them and editing them all on top of each other, taking clips that says, in our democracy, in our democracy, in our democracy, and editing them all together, he decided to edit out of all of them the one pertinent part that explains why they even did the promo. So, yours truly is going to provide you with that clip. Here we go.
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
At CBS 5, it's our responsibility to report and pursue the truth.
It's our responsibility to report and pursue the truth.
We understand truth is neither politically left nor right. Our commitment to factual reporting is the foundation of our credibility.
Now more than ever.
Now more than ever.
But we are human, and sometimes our reporting might fall short.
If you believe our coverage is unfair, please reach out through our CMYCentral.com website by clicking on Content Concerns.
If you believe our coverage is unfair, please reach out through our CNYCentral.com website by clicking on Content Concerns. We value your comments. We will respond back to you.
We value your comments. We will respond back to you.
We work very hard to seek the truth and strive to be fair, balanced, and factual.
We work very hard to seek the truth and strive to be fair, balanced, and factual. We consider it our honor, privilege to responsibly deliver the news every day.
We consider it our honor, privilege to responsibly deliver the news every day.
Thank you for watching,
and we appreciate your feedback.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but that's a pretty important part to leave out, especially if you are going to spend the hours and the time to sit there and edit up this smear campaign against Sinclair by stacking all those audio and video clips of all of those regurgitated, scripted promo clips, but yet you're going to leave out the part that says, hey, if you think we're engaging in fake news, contact us and tell us that we're misreporting so we can set the record straight. I mean, that's amazing to me. They're basically asking their viewers to keep them accountable. But yet, that didn't get put on the list. That didn't get put on the promo. That didn't get put on the social media viral video because they don't want that on there. That would give them too much legitimacy. They won't be able to smear them with that portion of the script. So don't be fooled by the video that you see going around. It's an affiliated group. All of these outlets, all of these local news organizations are owned by the same company. It's not like this clip of news outlets. You know, back when George W. Bush was picking Dick Cheney, or back when Obama pulled some of the moves that he did, listen to these clips where they're all using the same talking points. None of these organizations are owned by the same groups, yet they're saying the same things.
He meets all of George W.'s weaknesses, lack of gravitas.
We see the son, who is seeking some gravitas.
They were looking at candidates with gravitas.
But he has the gravitas. You can sum it up in one word, stature.
It may go to the gravitas.
Or to use the favorite phrase, gravitas.
This is a vice president who brought gravitas.
This will give some gravitas, add some credibility.
I think the gravitas that Cheney brought to the ticket.
What he gets is gravitas, a sense of weight.
He does not need anybody to give him gravitas.
It means that, you know, gravitas.
I think he also needs some gravitas.
To give gravitas.
Well, he brings gravitas.
He does seem to bring some gravitas.
It's called gravitas.
A little gravitas.
You certainly have gravitas tonight.
He displayed tonight a certain gravitas.
I think gravitas is the word. Unfortunately for the governor, you can't graft gravitas. He has gravitas.
President Obama's ramping up his GOP charm offensive.
President Obama's charm offensive.
Will the Obama charm offensive work?
President Obama begins a charm offensive.
Charm offensive from President Obama.
Launching a charm offensive.
His charm offensive continues.
We begin with President Obama's so-called charm offensive.
The president's so-called charm offensive.
The president's so-called charm offensive.
This so-called charm offensive.
President Obama's so-called charm offensive.
Being described as the charm offensive.
What some are describing as a charm offensive.
What's being called the Obama charm offensive.
Some call it a charm offensive.
A major charm offensive.
The charm offensive.
The president's still on his charm offensive.
The charm offensive.
This charm offensive.
The president's charm offensive.
The charm offensive.
The charm offensive.
The charm offensive.
An ongoing charm offensive.
They quote, charm offensive, unquote.
It's being called the president's charm offensive.
Yeah. Wow. They're magically saying the same things. Maybe not 100% in the same way, but they're using basically the same talking points. So you ask yourself, what's more disturbing to you? A company that is telling all of its, you know, owned assets to say, hey, can you read this to your viewers? Or are you going to say all of these independent, objective news agencies are, wow, they're all saying the same thing. Huh. They're supposed to be objective. They're supposed to be journalist. And they're saying the same thing. What's more disturbing? I would surmise it would be ones that are supposed to have an independent, objective viewpoint, and they're all rattling off the same talking points. Not one where their owner says, hey, can you read this editorial? Thanks. I'm Adrian Slade. Thanks for tuning in. Follow me on Twitter, at Rants Out Loud. You can check out the podcast on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Spreaker, Google Play Music, TuneIn app, iHeartRadio, or get the free Adrian Slade Show Roku channel if you have a Roku device. Get it in your streaming store. Please donate to support the show if you'd like at patreon.com/Adrian Slade Show. You'll get exclusive early screenings of the show before they air on Talk America Radio and before they're made public. You'll also get free subscriber-only exclusives, additional quick rants, and Adrian Slade Music Matinee Podcast. We'll see you next time.